My grandparents were married on Valentine's Day, and they celebrated 76 wedding anniversaries. But today we honor a Valentine's wedding record measured not in numbers of years, but in the number of ceremonies performed. We'll head to that famous record-breaking location on this edition of The American Countryside.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
On the grounds of the Clark County Museum in Henderson, Nevada, rests a Valentine's record breaker.
The wedding chapel we have holds the record for the largest number of weddings in a single day. It had over 400 weddings in one day. And these are successive weddings, not at the same time.
Curator Mark Hall Patton is speaking of the Candlelight Wedding Chapel that was moved here from the Las Vegas Strip back in 2007. On a Saturday Valentine's Day in 1987, the chapel performed wedding ceremonies for 18 straight hours.
And I've talked to the lady that did all the weddings, and Dolly said she got 10 minutes off to get changed, and she got one piece of pizza to eat. Beyond that, she was doing weddings every 2.5 minutes.
The chapel didn't plan to set a record. A weekend date and good marketing combined for a hectic day.
The Candlelight Wedding Chapel always did a lot of advertising. They were the first ones to have an 800 number. They were the first ones to pay limo drivers to drop people off. They were looking for a chapel.
The chapel sat on the strip next to the Riviera Hotel.
And they could wait in the motel, and they would call over, and they had one couple outside, one couple in the foyer, one couple getting married. The ones getting married would go out the side door, the foyer would come in, and they just churned them through all day long.
Some of those who were married that day are part of the historical exhibit.
I'm sure for everybody that got married, it was the most meaningful 2.5 minutes of their lives. What's nice now is many of these folks are still married. If they come back to the museum and they'll let us copy their wedding picture and their wedding license, we actually have scrapbooks inside there.
It's a record-setting chapel in the city that hosts the most wedding ceremonies. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.